from CBS News Bay Area. This is the Afternoon Edition.
And right now in the Afternoon Edition, it was a day that reshaped San Francisco. 118 years ago, the city was nearly destroyed after a violent earthquake shook the ground, bringing down buildings, igniting fire, and leaving thousands of people dead. Good afternoon. I'm Ryan Yamamoto. Well, every year on this day, San Francisco marks the moments when that 7.9 magnitude earthquake hit the city back in 1906. The event stands as a turning point for the city, highlighting the importance of disaster preparedness. And this morning, city leaders and first responders held a ceremony that happened at Lotus Fountain on Market Street, all to commemorate the event. A wreath was also laid at that spot dedicated to the memory of late Senator Dianne Feinstein, those who died in the devastation also. There was also a procession to the gold-painted fire hydrant on 20th and Church Streets. This is near Dolores Park, where it received a fresh new coat. And on this day of reflection, we know many volunteers work hard to preserve history. That hydrant was reportedly one of the very few that still supplied water at that time to help fight the fires after the quake. Sheriff Paul Miyamoto was at that fountain wreath ceremony. And take a listen to say to why he says this moment is so special.
We need everyone's help when things like that happen, remembering what happened so that we are prepared in the future for what will eventually be another earthquake here in San Francisco is something that's very important to do. This is a great commemoration because it brings back the history. It brings back the resilience that we experienced back then, the resilience that we're experiencing right now.
And San Francisco residents use Lotus Fountain as a meeting point in the aftermath of that quake. Sean Chitna says a look back at some of the stunning images of the 1906 disaster.
Scenes from more than a century ago offer a snapshot into the destruction that consumed San Francisco in 1906 from a major earthquake and the fire that started soon after.
I'm born and raised here in San Francisco. I love our first responders. I love our history of San Francisco. And this was a great way for me to contribute back to the city and keep the history of our first responders, all the different departments, alive.
David Cruz is with the Guardians of the City, an organization that preserves the history of first responders in San Francisco.
Remembering our history, remembering the survivors, remembering those who perished is an incredible way for us to remember who we are as a city, how resilient we are as a city as we continue to move forward today.
And as events this week mark 118 years since the 1906 earthquake and fire, reminders of the impact on the city can be found everywhere, including the San Francisco Elks Club Lodge No. 3. It was destroyed in 1906 and rebuilt at the location it stands in today, a place at the time to help house survivors. This week, it hosts ceremonies to honor those who helped to protect pieces of that history, and even welcomes artifacts that remain a part of the collection. These events help David to remember the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, which has a lasting impact on him.
I lived here and I was a young child, and it was a scary moment for me. And that's what I think about if when the next one hits, what our community is going to look like, the type of support that they're going to need, and how we're going to continue to rebuild San Francisco.
The ruins of the city captured in photos like these serve as a window into the tragedy at the time. But volunteers like David with the Guardians hope history provides just as powerful a visual for all of us to be prepared in the future.
And to Oakland now, where we're learning a new details in a deadly police shooting. It happened at the home of 16th Street near the West Oakland Middle School last night. Officers arrived to arrest a suspect wanted for murder in Sacramento. Police say the suspect came out of the house with a gun, and that's when officers opened fire. No one else was injured in that shooting. This afternoon, we're learning a Livermore couple and their two children were killed in a fiery crash in Manteca over the weekend. Take a look at this video. It shows the moments Good Samaritans rushed to help when a minivan flew off the freeway and then burst into flames. CHP says it happened Saturday night when the driver lost control and crashed. There were seven people trapped inside. People ran out of their homes and cars to help, including a group of high schoolers in their formal wear heading home from prom. They flipped the car over and saved the lives of three children.
There were three, right? I think it's three that survived, and they would not have survived if everybody had not jumped into action when they did.
Two of the Livermore victims killed were in their 40s, along with a 12-year-old child and a baby. Well, in San Francisco, the city is hoping a new change at the site of a horrific crash that killed a family of four can help keep people safe. Last month, a mom and dad and two young children were waiting at a West Portal bus stop heading to the zoo when police say a speeding driver flew through that intersection and hit them. The entire family died, leaving friends and family in mourning and sparking another conversation across the city about making sure pedestrians can be safe on the streets. Now the city has given us a look at the changes they're trying to make on that road, which will prevent cars from cutting through the three-way intersection. And while this is all planned, Lauren Toms reports on how SFPD are returning to that neighborhood in the meantime to send a clear message that you must stop for pedestrians.
In the wake of a series of deadly crashes involving pedestrians, SFPD is cracking down by stepping out.
We need to do more traffic enforcement. That message was loud and clear. People run stop signs, they speed. They don't yield the right of way for people in the crosswalk.
Assistant Police Chief David Lazar is the bait. He steps out into this crosswalk in the West Portal neighborhood, testing drivers on whether they will lawfully brake for him or skirt the law and speed past. And almost two dozen drivers were ticketed in just 90 minutes.
Pay attention to people in the crosswalk. Stop at the stop signs. Use your signal when you're changing lanes, like all those things to prevent collisions.
March saw a dramatic increase in traffic fatalities compared to 2023, which saw none. This year, there were seven.
The public needs to know that if someone is crossing the street in a crosswalk, they have to yield the right of way to that pedestrian. And I think we've all been in circumstances where you've crossed the street and a car has not paid attention to you. So we're really sending that message today that we're serious about it in our city, and we're starting with this location.
And a settlement has been reached in the case of Karen Cartagena, who accused of fatally striking a four-year-old child in a stroller on King Street. This in San Francisco. This happened back in August. In a statement, District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says the case will not go to trial per the family's wishes and instead agree that Cartagena will serve 400 hours of community service and complete a driver safety class with a no driving condition until that class is completed. She added that she hopes the settlement will bring the family some solace as they work to heal and rebuild. Google has fired 28 workers who held a protest this week inside offices in Sunnyvale and New York. The Bay Area employees staged a sit-in and live-streamed that event. The group was protesting Google's Project Nimbus contract with the Israeli government. Police arrested nine on charges of trespassing. We reached out to Google for comment, but not heard back. Monday's protest was part of a national day of action calling for an end of the war in Gaza. Demonstrations also took place at the Golden Gate Bridge and Interstate 888 in Oakland during the morning rush hour. Drivers were left stranded for hours. CHP arrested 38 people. Both the San Francisco and Alameda County District Attorney are asking people who were stuck in traffic to file a report with the CHP.